everyone. This is Intel. It'll be with the shortwave and scan alerts for this net. We're going to stand by for emergency or priority traffic before we continue this evening. Okay, good evening everyone. This is N2NOV. My name is Charles in Staten Island, New York City. I'd like to welcome you to the weekly shortwave and scanner listeners net. That's heard on the N2ROW linked repeater system every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. local time. The purpose of this net is to provide a general discussion forum for those who have an interest in the radio monitoring hobby. Cover all the frequencies that you can tune into on whatever piece of equipment you have, from PC all the way up to light, and everything else in between, except for amateur radio. And that's because we can talk about amateur radio at any other time during the week on this and other frequencies. So, on this net, we're going to talk about what type of transmission you can pick up on these different frequencies, what type of equipment to use, where you can find more information, both on the internet and printed matter, and what does it all mean, especially when there are changes to the technology as time goes by. We have some basic ground rules for this net, and for any net that's heard on the N2ROW system. First, pick the repeater that is closest to you. And the way you can find that is by going to the website www.n2row.net. And look at all the repeaters that are part of the system. Pick the one that's closest to you to ensure that you have the best possible signal. Also, because it is a linked repeater system, when you key up, you must wait for approximately 1 to 2 seconds before you start to talk. Otherwise, the beginning part of your transmission will get cut off without fail. So key up, pause, and then speak. For those who are checking in on the air, we ask that you give your call sign, name, and location. This way we get an idea of where you are and how well the system is reaching out to the different parts of the tri-state area. If you have any traffic for the net, and by traffic we mean any comments or questions you want to share with the rest of the group, as you check in, please say that you have traffic. If you don't have any traffic, please let us know that as well by saying no traffic. If you're not able to get into the repeaters for whatever reason, either because you have some technical difficulties with your station, you don't have enough power to get out of that concrete metal box of a building that you're in, you may be too far away, or maybe you don't have your amateur radio license yet and you're listening on a scanner, you can still participate by sending an email. The email address for this net is nyvxa@yahoo.com. That's nyvxa@yahoo.com. And that email address will be checked periodically throughout the net to relay any messages that we get. So at this point, we'll stand by for check-in. Please space it out so people are not stepping on each other, and we'll get everybody checked in. This is N2NOV.
I will resume on my HT. KC2FYH, filling Queens, no traffic. Good evening to the net. W2LIE, fill Long Island with traffic.
Okay, what's that bunch of people watching the convention on TV? Alright, W8 to SQQ, you doubled with K2GLW. I didn't hear if either one of you had traffic, so if folks jump in again, let me know. We also heard KT2SYH and W2LIE, who does have traffic.
No traffic, but I will be checking email. Kilo XA Charlie, Nassau County, Long Island, supporting you then.
Okay, Real says KC2GIK. The next station, it sounded like KC2 Sierra X-ray Charlie SXC at Long Island. Is that correct?
That was KC2 KXC, Kilo X-ray Charlie.
Okay, KC2 KXC. Do you have any traffic tonight?
No, no traffic. Just support you guys.
I'm calling for it. I'm in the football deal with traffic.
Okay, we also have N1MLZ and non-IWC just checked in with traffic. All right, anybody else?
Calling.
Okay, we'll go with the list as we have it, and we'll pick up play check-ins later on. Bob, W2SQ, your signal is a little scratchy. Are you at home or are you traveling?
No, I'm at home. Same amount of power, everything changed here.
Okay. It sounds like whatever receiver you're going into, a little bit less sensitive tonight. Okay, is there anything in the email yet, Bob?
Charlie, and a lot of offers from people in Nigeria, but that's about it.
Wow, they're hearing us in Nigeria. Isn't that cool?
Thanks for checking in.
Okay, Mark, we got you checked in. That's it, Bob, just Nigeria. Okay. K2JLW, Gordon, did you have traffic tonight, or are you just out there walking the dog? Okay. Phil, W2LIE, you said you had traffic tonight. Go ahead. And just want to make.
All right, thanks, Charlie. Make this quick. We just had a quick power surge over here, knocked down the UPS. So I guess there's storms in the area. I lost all my notes when the PC went down, but let me let it drop it real quick. Okay, without looking at what I was going to say, the Republican National Convention in was being fed live, the scanner stream, on the internet by the guys that run the, I can't remember anymore, Scan US website or something like that. If I lost my email when the computer went down. They were contacted by the FBI to shut down the streams because somebody was using them and they didn't like the way it was being being fed over the internet, which is the first I've ever heard that somebody from the government got involved and stream. So what the solution was to do was to put a 90-minute delay on the live feed so he can continue streaming the Republican National Convention police traffic and public safety stuff out in the area back to the net. So I just figured that was something something new. I mean, I know LAPD doesn't like having this stuff go out over the internet, but the person I heard that said's getting involved with that. W2LIE.
I have a question about that. Can I tell them?
Yeah, I was going to jump in on that one, Mark. Go ahead.
Do they have Alexis Sandoz there? Surely that answer would be no. And if they really feel that their communications are that secure, well, there's things they can do to make them secure. So hang on a minute. You know, I'm struggling to see where their grounds for this are. Or are they just doing the MIB, let's muscle in on people and hope they'll bend over type thing?
Well, I think we can start with one thing, Phil, if you could tell us. Which audio sources were they sending out on the internet? Was it just local police or were there other things?
According to the initial announcement, it was the Gulf Amateur Radio Club was streaming the St. Paul and Minneapolis police and fire departments. That's all they were streaming. And it was on the scanamerica.us website.
Okay, local police and fire only. So there was no federal stuff going out, no wireless microphones have been inside the stadium itself where it's being held. So just the local police and fire. What the heck is the big deal about that? This is utterly ridiculous. Are we living in a police state, a nanny state, where the government's got to tell us what to do and when to do it? What's next? I feel for these guys who are trying to provide a service for those of us who are not here. You know, we're not there in St. Paul. That we're out here in the other cities and towns across the country that would like to just listen in on what's going on and see how things are done. Yeah, I don't care if anybody's recording this or streaming this net and putting it on the internet and the LAPD, you know, Mr. Bratton is hearing it himself. Give it a break. This is America. This is not some dictatorship. And that's my viewpoint on it. You know, I've been told I'm so conservative, I'm libertarian, and I hope that shows it.
GNK with the comment, I'm promised I'm keeping
quiet. Yeah, good, Justin.
I'm not going to email you. I'm not number one. at the government because it's easier to work out at the same time that they're making oil for us to work into that matter. I don't know if you're sorry, but I, you know, I know I'm starting to sound like what Pope would do to money, you know, crazy as he might be, he does have a wound. And I, you know, my making me that if you get an email out of nowhere, on the federal government, there's one thing you should do, and the one thing you should do, delete it in your or email back and say, now we're just covered check. See you later. This is KCCIK.
Frustration in our government is the reason why we need to keep on top of it. There's an interesting comment on one of the emails that I see on various radio-related lists where somebody signs in their signature line, "In God we trust, all others we monitor." And I would like to say, in parentheses, especially the government, why do people get involved in this radio hobby? And over the next 4 weeks, Bob and I have been talking about topics to cover each of the weeks. Now, to give you an idea of the basics of radio monitoring, I'm going to start you off with something that a lot of us started off with, whether it be scanners or AM broadcast band, the X-ing, or shortwave. Start you off with the basics. But it's more than just the technical side of radio. It's the challenge of receiving things you haven't received before, and also the responsibility to understand what you're hearing and its place in the bigger context of what's going on around you. And that includes what these guys out in St. Paul are trying to do. They're trying to share what they're hearing with others in the hobby. I applaud them for trying, and a big disappointment if the FBI is trying to shut them down. Okay. Moving along. Next person up on the list is Don, W2IWC, S4LB.
Charlie, if the net's still around when I come, I'll check in, because I don't think I'm going to make it very well from out here.
Okay, Don, no problem. We'll see if it's still going when you get back inside. Okay, Mark. NI2O, did you have any traffic?
No traffic.
Okay. All right, we got you, no traffic. Now, thing is, Bob and I have been through this before. This is nothing new. On all the topics we covered tonight so far, we already know what the outcome is. We already know what type of mentalities we're dealing with in the government and those outside the government. And it just comes down to basic respect. And for those who try to restrict others' enjoyment of any activity, a major lack of respect and childishness, whether it be a government agency or not. They play their game. But what? We get through it. It goes away. This being an interesting year for politics, being the presidential election, you see a major difference between the two candidates. Who wants bigger, intrusive government and who doesn't? I'm not telling you who to vote for. I'm not saying which one is which. These are the choices that people make every day. And all I can say is, knowing that common sense is not so common, you got to struggle a little bit more to make that type of decision that makes sense for you. Now, I know when I am king, I'm going to hear some things. You guys want to continue having it up tonight? I'm all for it. So I'll see if there are any late check-ins. This is N2 OB.
KG4PA, can I say a couple things?
Yeah, go right ahead.
That was raised about new firmware coming out for the Uniden line scanners, and you indicated that I probably had the The software is about $30 for a radio. What that gives you is which unlocks the online website and enables you to download it. The connecting cable is about $16.
Okay, well, the connecting cable should have come with the radio board and the basic software of the CD. If you don't have it, I'm sure we could scare up a copy and, you know, make arrangements to help you program the radio, but you should have had it in the box.
No sign of it that I saw. You go online for accessories and they sell cables for $16. So at any rate, if and when the upgrade comes down for my model 246, it's supposed to be out in November, and to decide if it's worthwhile spending close to $50 to get the upgrade.
Most of the programming cables fall into a few different types and layouts. So, you know, Mark can tell you this. We've gone through this for years on different model radios, different manufacturers. That sometimes you can swap one cable for another one. It just depends on how it's set up. So, don't go spending money yet. You know, when it comes time, we'll figure something out if you don't already have it.
Comments?
Manufacturers realize that not everybody has a PC to do the upgrade. So one of the things you might want to do is call the manufacturer and just play dumb and say, look, I don't have a PC, I want the upgrade. I suspect what they will do is they'll tell you to send it to radio and we'll do it at no charge.
Well, I mean, it'll, I'll wait until November until they announce the upgrade, and I will plan my strategy.
Which radio is this for you?
Repeat.
Which radio is this for?
Bearcat 246.
Okay. I'm surprised they don't give you the cable with it. The radios that use, you know, an RS-232 cable, well, you didn't get a cable with those, but everybody's got a serial cable hanging around. And with the 996s, where it does use a proprietary cable, the radios come with it. I'm just wondering if you accidentally threw it away, or in your case, perhaps they just forgot to pack it in there. You might want to look in the manual and see if it's supposed to come with it.
246 replaces the 245, and the 245 came with cable. The cable might still be in the box. Yeah, that the way that they fold over the cardboard, make these little hidden compartments, and they shove things in there. Yeah, it might still be in there. Either way, Gordon, by the time November rolls around, yeah, we'll have a cable for you if you don't already have one, because I'm sure it's very similar to one of the ones we've had before.
Okay, do we have time for 1 second, Todd?
Yeah, go ahead.
As far as why they may have tried to put a delay on the feed, when there's a big event in New York, even on the normal police channels, you hear the different command units on more or less telling you when motorcades start, when motorcades stop, the progress of the principal by where the frozen zone is extended to and so on. And I'm sure with the hyper-crazy paranoia that goes on with security people at events like this, they thought that that was information they wanted to keep off the air.
Well, yeah, I can understand that happening within the city. But here we're talking about they're putting the information into an audio stream on the internet that people in New York City are listening to. And so what if so-and-so is moving and, you know, down this block right now? There's nothing we can do about it, even if we wanted to. And even if I agreed with them being able to tell you what to stream on the internet, which they don't, a 90-minute delay, you know, even on broadcast TV and radio, they'll do a 5-second delay just to stop somebody from cursing in the interest of bleep. But 90 minutes?
That's 32A.
Hey, go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, I'm more or less reading between the lines when I'm looking at this email here, but from what I'm understanding is that they were, I'm going to quote this here. It says they were basically, at least one of the groups they're dealing with have a listening post set up, which they were using to monitor the audio from my site. Based on what they were hearing, they were sending text messages to their people out on the streets telling them where to go. So basically what it sounds like to me is I would guess the protesters out there were listening to the live feed and getting their clans to move out into position, basically breaking the law by divulging what they're hearing on the radio to begin with. So, not that I'm defending the government, not that I'm not defending the government, either way, you know, they're telling you what to do and not what to do. That's the reason why I think, but I agree too, 90 minutes is it's extreme, but you kind of got to tell you where it comes, you know.
Well, let me tell you something that I never divulged, especially on this net. Before the Republican convention was held here in New York City in 2004, people that I know within the New York City government to get an idea of how the crowds operated, especially those that were protesting, went down to some event or rally that was being held in Washington, D.C. prior to the RNC, which was August of 04. And when they were down there, they noticed that a lot of these protesters, like the Move On organization and such, were using MRS radios to keep in contact with each other, text messaging, and they were using scanners to listen to the local police operation. So they took that information, came back here in New York City, and they were fully aware that these groups are doing this. Around the location of the convention, a lot of the frequencies that were being normally listened to and cell phone traffic was basically spotted. They had these vehicles that, for lack of a better word, sent out a wide band signal that just wiped out your ability to listen to certain frequencies. A contact of mine who is out there in St. Paul, technical person, Bob knows who it is, sent me an email and said, you saw those trucks, and he used a derogatory term for them, SH-blank-T boxes. He said they were all over the place and they were testing them before the convention started this weekend. So knowing this makes it really strange that the FBI would feel that somebody listening to a scanner and texting people, especially around the stadium where it's being held, and their cell phones are getting squashed by this white noise transmitter, are not even getting the text messages. So this is really weird. That's what I'll make.
But hold on, have I got it in on you?
A cell jammer in place there, because I know firsthand that all the cell carriers out here are putting extra capacity in Hofstra University. We're getting the, all, you know, everything, all our ducks in order now to get in and put this, put extra capacity on buildings, on cows, and you know, this way all the additional traffic can be handled in the area. So if they're going to roll through with these boxes and basically jam the signal, then we're doing all kind of work for nothing. But, well, I guess, you know, big brother, right? W2LIE.
What do you crack in them people? I'm lying or anywhere to anybody. I don't think anybody without technical expertise really knows what the hell is going on here. Secondly, if they have these boxes, what, how can they knock out those cell phones and not knock out their radios? And explain that to me one more time.
Okay. It's not too hard to do, Justin. What they do is that they set up a localized signal which is strong enough on the frequencies, let's say for your cell phone. They know what bands the cell phones are in. And Phil, being in the industry, you back me up and fill in the gaps. Your cell phone needs to listen to certain frequencies to be able to acknowledge that it's connected to the tower for your carrier, and to hear the signals that tell the phone to ring or to accept text messages or the call itself. So all they have to do is make a localized signal strong enough. The field strength has to be just strong enough to be stronger than the local cell tower. Okay? FM capture effect. Alright? Now, using software-defined radios, which are a lot more sophisticated than we think they are. This is the government. They're taking all our tax money and spending lots of money on the latest technology and figuring this stuff out. Much more complicated than the stuff we're going to see in HRO's catalog. And they can set the range of frequencies that they want to use and transmit them. Now, they can set the range for the cell band. They can set the range for the local police department, but leave the Secret Service channels free. It's all a matter of knowing where they are and programming it in. So, it's possible, Justin. It's just a little beyond what you and I can do. So we can easily figure it out. We just don't have the equipment and the money.
W2 ice.
Final one. Heal is a yes or no one. This is a yes or no question. Do I know the guy who wrote me the email? You don't have to say who it was. I think I know the guy. Just tell me, yes, I do know, or no, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure you know him, Justin.
Say no more. Okay.
Bill, did I cover that sufficiently enough on the cell phone stuff?
Yeah, you did pretty good. I actually stepped on Justin to begin his conversation, so... But I was just saying I was pretty surprised they didn't put these boxes in place because we're all putting towers out there and beefing up our coverage for capacity, being my company and all the other companies out there, so everybody can use their cell phones out there. So I guess during the off-peak hours, they'll be in use, and when everybody comes to town, they won't be in use. But sorry to bring up a sensitive topic on the net tonight. I know one thing you never talk about in ham radio is politics. So I apologize. It'll be too early back tonight.
You know, when I was growing up and first getting involved in radio, I read plenty of the magazines before I was licensed. You know, through the CQ and the QST and 73. And the thing that kept popping up was that they were talking more about HF than repeaters. The three topics you could never discuss on amateur radio is religion, sex, and politics. Unfortunately, as time went by, I found there was more politics in ham radio than outside of ham radio.
C2MMC.
Okay. If somebody jump in, I just heard C. I didn't hear the beginning of it, so you spoke too quickly. And then there was a double. I heard a buzz. So the station that ended in C. Go ahead.
Tula Charlie 2, Mike Charlie. You know it's too late, but I'm here. Hey, explain the question. How does the Nextel work? I mean, you could talk far with Nextel. I'm surprised that ham radio missed that one.
Nextel is nothing but a cell phone system where the digital backbone is linked on the internet between the towers. That's all it is. Nothing complicated, nothing fancy.
We say that again?
Nextel is basically a cell phone service where they link the different users of a group together from location to location in digital format across their digital lines, which is basically the internet. McCaw Cellular is the forerunner of Nextel. Craig McCaw is the one who started building this out. He started a company called Fleet Call International, FCI, merged it all together and created Nextel out of it. And then Nextel and Sprint merged recently, and now Sprint is losing so much money with Nextel they're trying to spin it off. But technically, that's how Nextel works. It's just another cell phone service. They just happen to add the push to talk and group feature before the others did.
Alright, copy that. Thanks for that explanation. I was kind of wondered how it worked myself. KC2FLH.
Okay, Terry, is that okay for you?
Yeah. Okay, now I know. Okay. Yep, that definitely answers my question. Okay.
Okay, after Terry tried to check in, there were a couple of stations that keyed up at the same time and I heard a buzz. We'll stay by for those stations. And Toronto Big. Okay, SQQ, go ahead, but it sounds a little rough.
Hello? KG4 PSN, late check in. Good evening, Charles.
Hey, good evening, Adam. You have anything you want to throw into the mix tonight?
Oh, no, I'd much prefer listening. This has been interesting so far.
And WA squared up back home. Traffic.
Yeah, go ahead, Don.
Yeah, okay, I don't want to change the subject yet, so if you'd like to discuss the things that were being discussed previously further, by all means, if you're in that, I can chime in later. The two things I had, one was going back to some of Gordon's stuff earlier. I really haven't had a chance because I've been so much up to my ears in work. Look at the Uniden site. I took one look for about 2 or 3 minutes and I didn't see where they listed their firmware updates and what they were going to comprise. But that could be because they have to have a registered product so they can see that, and I don't know. So I'm wondering if it's of interest to the list, if you could post a link or copy the text of that particular page on the website to your clipboard, paste it, and email it. Either to the YDSA list or just to myself. Not a big deal either way. And my second question was about that system, I believe it's in Brooklyn, that joint venture capital system that supposedly is P25 in Brooklyn. I have yet to hear a peep out of that. But in looking at the frequencies, if I recall, and I haven't looked at this in months, they were in the 380 megacycle range. Is that federal? Who uses that portion of the band?
Okay, 380 to 400 megahertz is set aside for the military. So the system you're thinking of in Brooklyn is Fort Hamilton. They have a Motorola Type 2 trunk system on a handful of frequencies. If I remember correctly, and there's an entry on Radio Reference for this, they can easily just grab it from there. The military police has a talk group on there. I believe the on-base fire department has a 12 group, and I think some type of public works channel or something. This is going on around the country. All different military bases have been setting up truck radio systems, either in the 380 to 400 range or in the 138 to 144 range, like West Point has.
Okay, well, good, thank you. I kind of thought it was either federal or military. I probably just can't hear it from here, but I'd like to hear it one kind of a thing. And I think it was a... But okay, no problem. Thank you, Charlie.
Yeah, it might be a little rough hearing it where you are on the Upper West Side. Fort Hamilton's not that big, so they don't need that much power just to cover that little tip of Southern Brooklyn.
KC2, why is it a question?
SYH, guys.
Yeah, I was just wondering, I don't think you have it, because I think it would be on your website, but, I'm looking for a layout of the NYPD Vertex 537 channel layout, because the one that you have, I think it's a mobile Vertex layout for each borough, and, I mean, The way you have it set up with the precincts, it seems right. But I hear when they say that they go over the mission sometimes, and they say, like for example, they'll say, yeah, Joe, go to six, and I'll look up, you know, channel six on that vertex layout that you have, and I go over to that frequency, and I won't hear nothing. Apparently, channel six is some other frequency that that's not listed up there. You have any idea what that is? And do you have a layout for their radios supportable?
Well, the only thing ever gets posted on my website is stuff that's sent to me, or I happen to discover on my own. And even if it's sent to me, I'm trying to verify it first. So far, no one has sent me a Vertex handheld layout. But chances are, when they say go to channel 6, it's either going to be a patrol bureau channel, an interop channel, or one of the simplex pack channels.
Yeah, I think the radios must be set up to go over to a tag channel, because I don't hear them on either one. And by the way, it's the Queens North IO frequency that you got. I think the PL's wrong, because sometimes I hear people talking on it and it won't come through until I hit my monitor button, which means that it has the wrong PL code. So I don't know what it is. I didn't get a chance to check it ever, but that's wrong right there. That's about it. I know they don't use the patrol bureau frequencies anymore.
Okay, well, I'll check out the Queens North IO channel and verify it. I may have it right on one page, but wrong on another. I'll check it out. Speaking of, Bob, did you get my spreadsheet?
Did Charlie. Am I making you well off? Ralph in Brooklyn checked in, and I'm answering his questions via email, but I thought I would mention it on the air here in case he's listening.
Yeah, you better know. Go ahead.
Ralph was questioning about the company in Brooklyn that was selling MDS antennas. We was asking if MDS is still used. So for the benefit of those people, what MDS was basically what a lot of people refer to as wireless cable. Many years ago, 40, 25 years ago, I built a converter. In fact, it's going out of my attic. The converter was built on the back of a coffee can, and you used the coffee can as a feed horn. And basically, if you were in line of sight to the Empire State Building, you pointed it on there, and then you got HBO for free. So, is MDS in use? I don't think so. Are you wearing MDS up there, Charlie?
The MDS service, part of those frequencies were being vacated. There's some new things going on up there. So, you know, if somebody's got one of those systems now, I doubt very much they're watching any television on it. There's some RCN stuff. They got pushed up to 5 gigs, I believe. But not the old 2 gig MDS stuff. I think that's totally gone. So if you have that equipment, use the receiver and the 3 amp for picking up satellites. And it's still, like you suggest at this point, there's not much really you can listen to up there.
I said HBO was running 24 hours a day, so during the day they had a blue background with a white scrolling menu of what movies would come on, and they would come on at like maybe 5 or 6 o'clock or something like that. But the guy from cable came around. I lived in North Arlington at the time, and the guy from cable came around and said, oh, you can get this, you can get that, and you can get that new channel called HBO. Hang on a second. Yeah, so I got HBO already. He says, no, that's impossible. And on channel 68 in UHF, there was a competitive movie channel at the time, which was called Wometco. And what they did was they had a horizontal sync suppressed signal up on channel 68, and you ran into a converter box. So this guy says to me, he goes, well, you must be competing HBO with Wometco. I said, no, I got that too. Come on in. And I showed him, and I had one box on the TV, which was Wometco. And then I flipped the antenna switch, tuned the dial, and boom, HBO popped in. And the guy just sat there scratching his head, and he said, I don't see how you can have it. We didn't install cable. I just looked at him and I said, it's up there, you just gotta know where to look for it.
that's how I would describe this hobby in its entirety. Radio, TV, whatever. No way to find it. You can make use of it. But don't get me started on ECPA. Here it is 22 years later. Oh, what a disaster. Anyway. Yeah, so MMDS, you know, that whole 2-gig band, what do you have up there now? You got amateur satellites, 2.3, 2.4 gig. You got Wi-Fi, slightly above that. You've got cell phone 3G service at 2.1 gig. You've got XM radio is up there as well. And there's something else that's supposed to be going up there soon as well. So even the TV crews, they used to do their remote hookup from the street for the reporters. They used to be the same exact band as MMDS. They moved up to 7 gigahertz over 10 years ago. So there was a handwriting on the wall back then.
Okay, one other thing I'd like to share. Which frequencies are active and so on, and one of the most active frequencies is the Essex County 10 course on 471-3625. Well, I think this has been mentioned, but in case if anybody missed it, on Thursday night, you don't have to check the time, it might be 9 o'clock, it might be 10 o'clock, but on A&E TV, they have a new series of documentaries similar to Compton. The new documentary is about the Essex County Task Force. So if you are a fan of that frequency, you can actually watch them now on video. There's a weekly series in there. Pretty good. Once again, the frequency is 471-3625. You hear a lot of auto test force activity. You'll hear a lot of helicopter activity on there, particularly on the weekends. Back to you, Charlie.
Okay, Bob, I think what your problem is as far as your signal is that you may be hitting two different remote receivers at the same time. If you're on high power, I'd say drop it.
Unfortunately, this radio has no high-low power. It's programmed in there. I can drop the power down, but I'll hook up the PC and then knock it down. But I think I'm only running 25 watts right now.
Yeah, no, some transmissions should come in clear, and then after a few seconds, or if you unkey and key back up, you go back into noise. So to me, it sounds like remote receivers. Yeah, all of a sudden, you've got enough power to reach a far enough one away, rather than one that's closer.
Okay, well, I'll try to drop my power down for next minute. Anyway, that's about it. I'm just curious if anybody has ever been in Utah. I got a one-day trip next week. I'm going to fly out Monday and come back Tuesday. I'm from Salt Lake City, so I'm debating if I should take the radio or not.
I was there back in 99 when Hurricane Floyd came through. I was out there for a week. Since then, what they do is they develop what's called the UCAN trunk system. It's a multi-site Motorola, I think it's Motorola system. It was featured in Modern Times right before the 2002 Winter Olympics.
Check
it. Yeah, I can.
Sorry, Justin.
Yeah, I went out there in July, and I can tell you the new cam system is great. It's a Motorola analog, and I picked up 2-point things out there, and I had up
Okay. Like I said, so one of the past stations, I think it was in 2001, late 2001, early 2002, they did a whole spread on it. But I'm sure you can find a radio reference box, this program in the radio. Okay, coming up on 10 o'clock, for those who are following the convention, Rudy Giuliani is supposed to speak soon, and then about 20 after 10, Sarah Palin is supposed to talk, so if you'd like to drop off, we'll wrap up the net and let everybody watch the two speeches. Anything else, Bob?
One quick question, just for my own knowledge. I programmed in two citywide channels. I've been listening to them, and it seems like it's the same four guys on there all the time. But I'm just wondering, is that citywide organization similar to Metro, and that these guys are from different walks of life? It almost seems as if there's a lot of people on there that are directly associated with city agencies.
Yeah, especially the citywide one, or citywide radio, I forget which one it is. Yeah, they have a lot of people that are either in police, fire, EMS, and they're involved with the traffic helicopters, you know, things of that nature. So, yeah, they'll make the call on their radio, then they'll pick up the radio and call it into the service. They're all similar to some degree, it's just a matter of coverage area and what type of traffic is going through there and how reliable their people are.
That's what I figured. I was just curious. All right, guys. Have a good week, and we will catch you all here next week. Again, I make the request that for those of you who are listening, you can check in via email. For those of you who check in during the week, perhaps make a note or whatever, and bring something to the net here, a question you have, or something you'd like to share. Because with more information, we can keep the net going for about an hour, which is where it normally goes. WHSQQ, I'll be clear, and have a good week.
Okay, Bob, I'm going to send you an email, and for everybody, what we're going to do over the next 4 weeks is that we're going to have a particular topic that we'd like to focus on for that particular net. And we will announce what that topic is at the end of the net that we perform. So, for example, next Wednesday is September 10th. And what we're going to do is we're going to concentrate on what public service communications were like before 9/11 and what are they like now, pros and cons, and definitely bring your opinions. We definitely want to hear about things, your observations, both before, during, and after 9/11. And we'll, at the end of next week's event, then we'll announce the topic for the week after. And we're going to do this for the next 4 weeks. Okay? But just generally, after next week's event, we're going to be concentrating on the basics of radio. Frequencies, history, antennas, things like that. We're going to break down specific topics each week. And we'll announce it at the end of each week. Okay, 7-3. Have a good weekend, and we'll chat with you later. And to one of the clear.